Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak victory to.
many people are encouraged tonight.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I'm having trouble with my computer, so if anyone is trying to get online with me, I won't be online today. I'm going to be using the phone strictly today. But I will not give up, and I will not give in, and I will not throw in the towel. So I hope each and every one of you all that called in will still be able to hear me. I just can't use mine on this side. And we will pray. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning to give you praise, to give you honor for each and everything that is occurring right now. I still give you praise. I still give you glory because you alone are worthy to be praised. Lord, I ask you to come in. You straighten up everything need to be straightened up, dear Heavenly Father. You fix everything that need to be fixed. I give it all to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Let this show go forth, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be able to touch somebody's life today that will help them, draw them closer to God on being intimacy with God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, today our topic is intimacy with God. You know, and I like us to explore how can we find or restore intimacy with God. But the first things first, what exactly is intimacy with God? I'm going to break it down. Let's consider an angle out for marriages. Both new and mature love help us understand intimacies better. When you was dating your wife, if you're married, do you remember how everything she said fascinated you? You shared each other's hopes and dreams for challenging career, successful, healthy children, and a Bible, spiritual, and social life. In short, you couldn't get enough of each other. You wanted to know everything about her. Well, today we're talking about having that same relationship and more with God. Intimacy with God is like intimacy with your mate. You know, it's wanting to know him at a deeper level. That's God. Wanting to be fully known and accept for who you are. Intimacy with God means a full, fresh moment by moment, dependency upon his grace and mercy. And it grows deeper with time. You know, intimacy with God develops just like an intimacy in marriage. It's exciting at first, but takes some time to deepen. The word of God and that intimacy with God takes time to deepen. You won't get it all in one day. But as we move through these four steps, which I'm going to give you with God, we have appointment, relationship, trust, task. We will be rewarded with a deep, profound sense of intimacy with him. We will find that we increasingly know God, love God, trust God, obey God, and serve God. I'm going to say that again. When we find increasingly knowing God, we love God more and more. We trust God with our whole heart, soul, and being. We obey God on what he tells us to do. And we're going to serve God and not man. Let's take a closer look at how to build our renewed intimacy by pursuing these five characters. Know God, love God, trust God, obey God, and serve God. We need to know these five things in our intimacy with God. We get to know God by setting the appointment. It takes time. Though we know God through his work, his word, his whisper, and witness. I think I'll say that again. We know God through his work, the work that he's doing in each and every one of our lives today. We know God through his word. That's reading the word of God. That's how we have that intimacy with God. His whisper. We be quiet while he's talking to us. He's whispering to us. We're having that intimate relationship with us where he's telling us the things that he wants us to do, the things and the places where he wants us to go. And witness, he tell us how to go and witness to others about the word of God and how they can have that intimacy with God. God works in creation. Sometimes called general regulation, or windows through which we pierce and see clues about God's nature. For example, graze into a star-studded evening sky. You can, when you go out at night and you look up in the sky, you watch for a moment, and you look and you're listening. You see the stars. You see the moon. And you see how beautiful it is at night when you're looking up in the evening sky or the night sky. You see during the evening how the clouds roll, how they're formed in different shapes. That's showing you, you know, how God is working in creation. Then we have God's word. You know, sometimes called special revelation. God will give each and every one of us revelation. Those that's walking in the newness and having that intimate relationship with him. Tell us what we can know in no other way. The history of redemption and the character of God and his attributes. You know, the whisper, we was talking about his whisper. You know, the whisper of the Holy Spirit is God speaking to our hearts, especially when we pray or read the Bible. I'm going to say that again. The whisper of the Holy Spirit is God speaking to our hearts, especially when we pray or read the Bible. My. Although I can't get on the computer, but for you all that want to call in, and maybe y'all can still listen, the area code for the phone number is 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. You know, I like to pray for 3 hours. You know, that's in. Hold on a moment. You know, when we go in prayer, we enter into that intimate relationship with God. And, you know, today, I have so much to do today, I think I need to pray for 3 hours. Well, I'm going to pray regardless of what I have to do. That what I have to do going to be just sitting there or laying aside, because I have to have that intimacy time with God so he can direct me for my day, where he want me to go, what he want me to do, how he want me to do it. In spite of the computer not on, I still have to have that intimacy with God. I still have to bring forth this lesson today on intimacy with God. No matter what comes before, I'm still going to praise God. I'm going to still give him what's due him. And so that's part of my intimacy with God today. Continue on going on with God, because he's the author and finisher of our faith. He created everything. You know, anything that man made will give down, break down, give out, but God's still standing. And we can have that intimacy with God. My. You know, also men need witnessing. You know, a lot of men today, good men, slip into a cynical outlook. They need fellowship with others. Christians who can testify to life altering powers of Christ in their lives. We're talking about God's word today. We're talking about intimacy with God and giving you different things that you can do to have that intimacy with God. The next one we're going to cover today is to love God. The more we know God, the more we love him. That's relationship. You know, when Jesus was asked of all the commandments, which is the most important one, he answered. The most important one, answered Jesus, is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and what? All your strength. With all your strength. You'll find that in Mark, the 12th chapter, the 28th to the 30th verse. And the more we know God, the more we'll love him. And that's relationship. You know, to love God with all is to love him with the totality of our being, every ounce of our energy, and the sum of our strength. We are to bring intense to loving God. And as I was, you know, reading in the Word of God, I saw that found of the foundation that he said, love God and do what God say. He knows the action of a man or woman who truly loves God, seek to do his will. I'll say that again. You know, the action of a man and a woman who truly love God, they seek to do his will, not their will, but his will. They're going to seek God for what he wants them to do. They're not just going to lean to their own understanding. That's having that intimate relationship with God. My next thing today is trust God. You know, the more experience we have with the Lord, the more we realize you can trust God. When you can't trust your next door neighbor, you can't trust your children, your husband or your wife, you can trust God. He will not leave you nor forsake you. He's right there with open arms. You still have that intimacy with God. And you know, as I was thinking on that, you can trust God. We all have a dozen of major struggles in which if God had failed me, I would have been history. Just think about it in your life today. If you had not been trusting God, putting your total trust in him, with all the major struggles and trials and tribulation that you have gone through, or you may be going through right now, those that tuned in by computer or by radio or by phone, just think about the struggles that you've been going through. If it had not been for God that brought you out, that you put your trust totally in him, you know, you would have been history. You just threw your hands up, threw in the tower of the words. And, you know, the beauty of walking with God in a good while is that you build experience with him. In fact, you can count to a level of trust that even when you see no way out of a gut-wrenching trial, you know from experience you can depend on him. So I'm telling you out on Blog Talk Radio today, if you're experiencing anything, no matter what trial that's going on in your life today, you know already from experience you can depend on him because he'll brought you through things harder than what you're going through right now. But he stepped right on in right on time. You know, he don't come when we want him, but when he come, he's right on time. We might have said, God, we needed you yesterday, and he came today. But he known when to come to your rescue because he was right on time. That's still having that intimacy with God means trusting God. You haven't given up. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel, no matter what it looks like. That's just a trial and a test that you're going through, that you're going to be able to come out and give a testimony. That's still having that intimacy with God, that loving God, trust God, God's word, his work, his word, his whisper, and above all, witnessing God's work in creation. My, my, my. You know, when you think about intimacy with God, I'm showing you today how you can go into that secret place with God, how it could be just you and God. Close out the world, close out everything, and lean and depend on God today. You know, as I was going further into this here, the Apostle Paul put it this way. I am confident of this, that he who begun a good work in you will carry on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. Of Christ Jesus. You'll find that in Philippians 1 and 6. I'm going to say that one again in case you're going to get your Bible. The Apostle Paul put it this way. I am confident of this, that he who begun a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. You'll find that in Philippians 1 and 6. We're still talking today on the topic intimacy with God. In case you looking, you can turn your Bibles to Numbers 55, and you'll find a whole lot in there with intimacy with God. Our next one is obey God. When knowing, loving, and trusting God have become deeply etched in our own character, obedient to God, one type or task would be our nature or perhaps supernatural response. Jesus put it simply, if you love me, you will obey what I command. You'll find that in John 14 and 15. I think I'll say that again. When knowing, loving and trusting God has become deeply etched in our own character, obedient to God, one type of task will be our nature or perhaps supernatural. Jesus put it simply, if you love me, you will obey what I command. My, 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 my. Ooh, Jesus. You find that in John 14 and 15. My faith is simply, I read it in the Bible, then I do it. I don't ask questions when God is telling me to do something. That's because after getting to know, love, and trust God, I've surrendered my entire life to the pleasing of God. And that's the place we have to be, men and women of God. We have to get into that place with God, that we have the faith simply to trust him. Reading what he said in his word that he has left for us, it is written in the word of God, how we can be closer to God, how we can have that intimacy with God. And the key to obedience is to embrace the authority of the scripture. You know, as one of our board members has said to me, it's either true or it isn't. And you either believe or you don't. And if the Bible is God's word, then our obedience must follow. My, my, my. How many of y'all are obedient to God that's listening to this broadcast today that can really search yourself to know you are obedient to God? You know, the Bible commands us to repent. Still talking about intimacy with God now. Be holy. Still talking about intimacy with God. Keeping the Sabbath. Holy. Tithes. Don't commit adultery. We're still talking about having that intimacy with God. A host of other clear commandments that Christians today spend countless hours debating and rationalizing. But the fruit of intimacy with God is a simple obedience motivated by gratitude.
but God's grace. From my own experience, I know that obedience as a grateful responsibility to knowing, loving, and trusting God is far superior to obedience as duty. If you cannot yet be grateful, then by all means, do your duty. But gratitude is better. Ah, this tenure about the Bible command us to repent, to stay in intimacy with God, to stay in right standing with God. No matter what you've done today, no matter what you said today, you can go back to God and ask him to forgive you. You can repent and still be in that fellowship with God. For anyone that may be just coming on the line, we are almost coming to the close of this broadcast, but please tune in. That number is area code 646-716-4389. And you know, to serve God, that's one of the others I had. Intimacy with God cries out for an opportunity to express its appreciation and service, a second type of task. The more I grow to love, the more I want to serve and please God in every way. I just can't get enough of serving my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What could be more natural than serving God, to know him, to love him, and to trust him? You know, in fact, God has made us with an inner need to serve the one we love, which is Jesus Christ. You know, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. You'll find that in Ephesians 2 and 10. Jesus said, not overseer, Jesus said, this is to my Father's glory, that you must bear fruit showing yourself to be my disciple. You'll find that also in the Word of God in John chapter 15 and the 8th verse. It's in there if you have not tore it out of your Bible. I hope this is helping someone today from Numbers 55, intimacy with God and doing what God say do. Serving him, obeying him, loving him, trusting him, listening to his word, his whisper, learn how to witness, know God through his work, through creation. When we get all that down within our spirit, and we have that from day to day, you know, we can serve him, serve others, but we can have, first of all, that intimate relationship with him. You know, do you thirst for God today? Why not give yourself increasingly and progressively to the things that I'm going to give to you that you can write down? And I talked about appointments earlier. You know, you can start by setting the appointment. Get to know God. Then, relationship. Build the relationship and deepen your love for God. Then, let's trust. Let trust come to full blossom through daily dependency. Then, relationship. And respond, and grateful respond to your need or your new or newness sense of intimacy with God. Obey. Serve God out of the overflow of a vibrant relationship with the living Lord. I'm going to say that again in case you needed to get your pencil and paper. I'm asking you a question today. Coming to my conclusion of my program today. Does your soul thirst for God?
give yourself increasingly and progressive? Do you start by setting the appointment and get to know God? Do you build the relationship and deepen your love for God? Do you let trust come to full bloom through daily dependency on God? Then, in grateful response to your new and renewed sense of intimacy with God, do you obey Him? Do you serve Him? Do you love Him? Do you trust Him? You know, you need to have all those factors with your intimacy in God. You know, first of all, describe the time in your life when you felt closest to God as you go through this with getting closer to God. What word or phrase best describe how close or distant you feel to God today? Write that down for yourself and explain. What does the Bible tell us about loving God? You'll find that in Mark 12, 28 through 31. Also, you turn over to Luke, the 10th chapter, 25th to the 28th verse. Love God and do what God asks you to do. And you know, what is the single most important thing you can do right now to have a more intimate relationship with God? Do you think you will actually do it? Why or why not? I'm asking you these things today because we all need to have a close intimacy with God. No matter what's going on in our life, God is the head of our life. And we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us today. So today, as you go to Numbers, the 55th chapter, you're going to read about the intimacy with God. And some of these things that I gave you, you're going to find them in the Word of God. So, and I told you Numbers 55, but I wanted you to start with Numbers all the way through. Please forgive me for my little error on that. But God is so good. He's been better to us than we have been to ourselves. And when we think of having that intimate relationship with God and what God is doing for us, we not murmur, we not complain. No matter what's going on, we go to God because it happened for a reason. We may not understand the reason,